This coming on the heels of another major revelation. According to federal prosecutors, Ghislaine Maxwell is married, but she's declined to provide the court with the identity of her spouse. Maxwell is currently held on charges related to facilitating Epstein's sex crimes.
Maxwell played a critical role in helping Epstein to identify, befriend, and groom minor victims for abuse. In some cases, Maxwell participated in the abuse herself.
And more than a year after convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein died by suicide in a Manhattan jail, his mansions in both Palm Beach and New York City hitting the market for a combined $110 million. The real estate postings giving a new look inside the expansive properties, but leaving out one detail, that Epstein was the previous owner.
And Maxwell's lawyers plan to file an emergency appeal to keep those documents from being unsealed. If they fail, we could see them come out as early as next week. Maxwell has pleaded not guilty to all the criminal charges against her. Cecilia.
Hey, Janae, thanks so much. Let's bring in Dan Abrams now. Dan, good morning to you. So let's break this down. We're talking about unsealed documents. What do you think might be in them? And anybody who might be mentioned in them, how nervous should they be?
Well, look, the people who are mentioned in the documents ought to be nervous, but not because they're going to be released next week. What the court is basically doing here is saying, yes, I am ruling that this is going to be released if there is no appellate decision that overrules me. But any of the names in there are going to be informed that this is going to be made public, and they'll have an opportunity to challenge that.